Shabbat Shalom. It's Reuben Abrahimov, the Haftorah man. This Haftarah for Parshas Miketz is read once in a very long time. I think it's once in 19 years it averages out. It is the great story about King Solomon and the story of how he split the baby in half story. But let me tell you a little bit about who Shlomo HaMelech was. So first of all, we all know that he was the wisest man that ever lived. That he was able to speak all 70 languages. He was able to speak to all the animals. He was King David's son. He was made king at Bar Mitzvah. He waited a few years to start building the Beit HaMikdash at 16. It took 7 years to build the Beit HaMikdash and 14 years to complete his palace. So we had roughly 30 years of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, a holy temple, a Beit HaMikdash, the three pilgrimage holidays, Shalosh Galim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. We had Milachim, kings, Nevi'im, prophets, and then you also had Kohanim, priests, Kohen Gadol, Beit HaMikdash. They would do the sacrifice and the services. Now, he only lived till 52. So there was only about 30 years that we had this fantastic time. It is said that he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. No connection to the day of his passing. Now, what do you have? That he is the king that builds the Beit HaMikdash. And the Book of Kings goes at length to describe the quarrying and Hiram and how they designed this temple to be the greatest temple in the world. He is known that he wrote three books. He wrote Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, in his youth. Then he wrote Mishlei, Mashalim, Proverbs in his midlife, and that, whatever you want to call in his latter years, he wrote Kohelet. And in it, more wisdom literature, but a little bit of wisdom turned sour. Then he wrote Yishtabach Shimcha. He wrote one chapter of Tehillim. He instituted Nitilat Yadayim before Hamotzi, and he also put in the Eruv clause that people can go from a private zone to a public zone to a private zone on Shabbat. So these are just a few things, and we don't even need to mention the story of Shlomo and Queen of Sheba, and that she traveled a very long time to meet him. She had riddles prepared for him, and he answered them in such an impressive way that she leaned forward and said, "Your reputation was incredible. However, you far exceeded your reputation." So here we are talking about one of the greatest wise men and richest and leaders that the Jewish people ever had, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon. This Haftarah comes when, just after he gets appointed king, anointed king, and coronated, the nation was a little leery as why wasn't King David's oldest son becoming king, as well as they wanted to make sure this little teenager knew what he was doing. So what happens? He hears cases, and these two women come in front of him. The woman that starts talking has a dead baby in her hands. This is the famous story of split the baby in half. That the woman comes to court, and she says with her dead baby, "I would like to present my case." And there is a defendant, and she's there with a living baby. And the plaintiff, the lady with the dead baby, says, "King, let me just tell you something. We two, me and that other lady, we lived in the house together. And in this house, we both got pregnant. And in this house, we both delivered babies. We don't know who the father is. We're prostitutes. We have no idea who the father is. Nevertheless, it is my baby. And this baby was switched by that other lady in the night. She rolled over her baby. She then suffocated the baby, woke up, and switched that baby for my baby. And she stole my living baby, and she gave me the dead baby." Listen carefully. She says, "The dead baby is not mine. The living baby is mine." So you're Solomon, you're a teenager, You're listening to her side of the story. Great. Now, the defendant, holding the living baby, looks and says, "Your Honor, that story is not true. This living baby is my baby, and the dead baby is not my baby. She rolled over her baby, she woke up next to her dead baby, and the living baby is mine, and the dead baby is hers." Okay, both sides presented the case. Now what? You got to decide. Well, King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, three different ways that he understood what to do. Number one, in a court case, the person leads with the best foot forward when you're a witness. What did the first lady say? The dead baby, then qualified it, is not my baby. What did the defendant say? The living baby, and then qualified it, is my baby. So the first thing Shlomo HaMelech knew is the first one is lying, and the second one is telling the truth, based upon how they led by saying the dead baby, the living baby, first part. Second part, the guy had Ruach HaKodesh, or some people say he was a Navi, that he had the Holy Spirit in him, and he knew from divine wisdom the answer. But now, for the topper of all time, making this one of the greatest stories of all time, that till today we use this phrase, is he says, "You know what? I'm not so sure. You say you're the mother. You say you're the mother. You say the living baby's yours. You say the living baby's yours. You know what? Why don't we just split the baby in half? You know, if you find a piece of cloth, you cut it in half. Why don't we just split the baby in half? Sounds good." What, are you kidding? So he calls for the servant to bring a sword to him, and he goes, "Give me the sword. I'm going to split the baby in half." He holds the baby in his hand. He pulls out the sword. He's about to cut the baby in half. And what does the defendant, the woman who says, "The living baby is my baby," she goes, "Stop! Don't kill the baby. It's my baby, but I want the child to live. Give it to the other woman." So you'd think the woman got what she wanted, but really what started to go through her head is, "I'm going to bring up a kid that's not mine?" So what is the plaintiff, what is the liar, what is the unfortunate mother of the dead child say? "No, kill the baby." What? Yeah, she didn't want to bring up a child that wasn't hers. So now, in front of everybody, she revealed that she was the liar. And now the whole nation saw Shlomo, how he thought. "Ah, Shlomo, you're a smart guy. You provoked an answer without harming the baby." So this is just one revelation of the mastery and the cognitive skills that Shlomo HaMelech had. He was an amazing leader of Am Yisrael. He was the wisest man that ever lived. And I would just like to say, as a tribute to Shlomo HaMelech, whenever somebody asks me a question that I don't know the answer and they're suggesting something, I just go with whatever they say first. For example, if somebody says, "Do you want chocolate or vanilla?" I just listen to what they said first, and I say, "Chocolate." That's it. Why? Because that person said chocolate first, because in their head, that's probably what they wanted, but they wanted to give me a choice too. And every time someone asks me a question with a decision to make, A or B, I think of King Solomon. I think of Shlomo HaMelech. And the lesson you learn is you always go with your best foot forward first. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.